Happy birthday, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Lew Alcindor to some. Turned 77 today.
Looks good at 77, by the way.
Still drop a skyhook?
Best skyhook.
Or I think his most impressive accomplishment was a cameo on Airplane.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Good pilot. He was a pilot. Good co-pilot, I guess. When he gets down into the uniform as well and has the knee pads on and everything, it was
And I really had phenomenal. Empathy when he talked about dragging Lanier and Walton on down the court for 48 minutes. Like, you know what? You're right.
The hell I don't.
Also, I thought it played himself really well in Showtime, the HBO series. I thought he was really, really good.
I never Captain. Finished Showtime, by the way.
Well, it's finished, so yeah. You still have plenty of time,
to catch up. Yeah. I've been late to a lot of some really good ones.
If you go by Showtime, the Celtics have won all the championships. Well, the Lakers have not.
So I didn't even know this. This happened a few months ago, and now I'm trying to bring it back as my wife decided to make an executive decision and discontinue our HBO Max subscription. So,
ooh.
Yeah. She'll get it back in time for Hard Knocks.
I hope so. You know,
Everybody loves Hard Knocks.
She's a big Hard Knocks fan, and Chicago Bears.
I got a big history guy. So I just noticed HBO has a Oklahoma City bombing documentary.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I was
30 years, or almost 30 years. 29.
Was all into that.
And you've been to the...
Well, Nebraska baseball played 10 days after the bombing.
Oh, that's right.
And so they took the whole team down to the site.
It's
you're watching on TV. And so I really like Oklahoma City.
I do too.
So I've got everything that involved Timothy McVeigh and that bombing. I watched, mm-hmm. like every time you drive by on 35 north of Oklahoma City where he was pulled over, I'd be like, I know that exact same spot.
Yep.
They've got it's on the 19th. They have a documentary that the trailer, I just watched the trailer during the break and I'm like, whoa, hello. I don't know if there'll be any new stuff, but yeah, it's hard to believe it's now been almost 30 years.
Yeah.
Anybody who's been to the museum, and we've said this on the show before, the very beginning, man, they get you. You're sitting down in a room, you hear everything as it is, and once it happens, it's like, we got your attention.
And even if you don't go through, I'm with you, Jimmy, on that, because the first time we ever went, we brought the Miller North baseball team in a tournament there, and this was just more of the parents and coaches. We went the first night, so the tour itself was closed, but the luminaries lit up.
Yep.
It's all the
chairs.
Yeah.
The tiny chairs are the ones that get me.
And that's absolutely, but it's quite the sight. I'm with you, too, when it comes to those moments, whether it's history or historical tragedies. I get hooked into those documentaries of how it happened and the backstory of everything involved. And that would be one. That would be one worth just saying, yep, we're getting HBO Max.
Boom.
Back.
There you go. That's you say to your wife when you go home today.
Because I don't know. Hard Knocks might be a tough sell, but this one,
you're going to have to explain it because she'll be like, oh, why are we getting this? It's something funny. Is it? Well, stay with me here.
Yeah.
Just trust me.
So we have Nebraska Creighton baseball, weather permitting, tonight here on the Zone, also on Nebraska Public Media. What a difference from the last time these two teams played. When Nebraska had their 10-game winning streak snap, fell behind 5-0, lost 5-3. Big moment at the time for Creighton to win that game. Both teams have been kind of meh since then.
Yeah.
Because I remember, Ed got really fired up. I mean, that was a big victory for Ed. I mean, middle of the field, he was fired up. He's doing his post-game press conference.
Yeah.
John Bishop walks by, he stops, and now I hear Bishop go, we got him! We got him!
Yeah. And then he actually stopped his interaction with the media, went back over to John, and
we did it!
Exchanged pleasantries.
They fist bumped.
Yeah.
Then they chest bumped.
Ed does not, he doesn't hide it.
He's recreating the
He makes it public how big this game is.
Full credit. It's not only a big game to Creighton, and it does mean something to Nebraska.
It does.
Creighton just shows it a little bit more. But Creighton has owned Nebraska in baseball. They won 9 of 11. Mm-hmm. There's no looking past that. You can say, well, Nebraska's been in the NCAA tournament more recently. And yes, they have. But when these two teams meet, and it's a quirky midweek, so what would happen if ever we got a situation where the ones went against the ones?
Yeah.
Who would win there?
Right.
But you have to play to the midweek, and it still matters. I mean, wins matter. That's what I've been taught.
Yeah,
but Nebraska needs this win tonight. They need to win this game at home against Creighton. The way they're playing, they've lost 5 of the last 8. The bullpen has been a mess during this stretch. They can't afford to start an 8-game homestand where I think hosting a home regional has started to drift away.
Yeah.
They're still in the NCAA tournament, but are they a two or a three? And this eight-game homestand to me will show you where they're going. But they got to win tonight. This is about as close to a must-win game in my book for Nebraska baseball than there's been in a while.
I agree, and I think a lot of it has to do with we can talk about the resume part of this all you want, and it's something about frickin' Rutgers. Every time Nebraska looks like they might be in a position to at least put themselves in a position to host, that they've got to play Rutgers, and then all of a sudden Rutgers ruins the party.
By the way, Nick, I did see the rack and Rutgers the outside of it. Oh, you weren't kidding. Both of you weren't kidding.
It's depressing.
And like the big sign right there on the side, the Jersey Mikes.
Yeah. Inside looks okay.
And I haven't seen it since they actually named it Jersey Mikes.
That guy gives away a lot of money. Every time I see a commercial, it's like, today is Jersey Mikes Giving Day.
How much do you think Danny DeVito makes?
A lot of sandwiches.
Those are funny.
Yeah, they're good. They got a good little rapport there. But for Nebraska, this is, you brought up the bullpen. And when you're throwing just below a 7 clip during the stretch, we go to the walk to strikeout ratio. It's not good for Nebraska. I was more disappointed on Sunday with the early missed opportunities that they had. I mean, despite some of the struggles that you're dealing with, and again, mid-season, you do tend to get this with other college baseball teams where maybe the bullpen is getting a little bit unreliable, so you got to reorganize a couple of things, how you do that. But that's where you're hoping your offense will carry you through. When you're getting those opportunities, that you're going to be able to have those quality at-bats. When you have guys on base, you're actually cashing in on that early, especially on a Sunday where you can set the tone and try to put a team away. That was a disappointing thing. So we know that this offense is more than capable. They've shown that. They showed that on Saturday. But it's having that consistency and then couple that with the bullpen where it's at right now. You can talk about this being a must-win from a RPI standpoint and from having that opportunity. And yeah, that's true. But I think from the psyche of this team, of how they approach the second half, how that second half looks for Nebraska, knowing that you have a highly emotional game with Creighton. And I'm with you when people – I know there's a lot of people that say, it seems like this matters more to Creighton. I've been around the coaches and the players during this game. They just don't make it as public. It does mean a lot to them. Yeah. That if you're able to channel into that tonight and you get back to form, because up until this week and a half of baseball, so many things on the mound have improved. And I think we expected that under Rob Childress. You need to get back to that. I think more than anything, whatever arm they're throwing out there, because these are guys they're going to use in the bullpen in the weekend as well, that needs to look solid.
I'm always intrigued by the social media back and forth. Like, yeah, I mean, Creighton has owned Nebraska in a few sports, and so they let it be known for days and days.
And you got to sit on that.
So I asked the person that's in charge of social media at Nebraska. I said, "You got anything in the holster there for for this game?" And they're like, "Nope.
Yeah,
we don't. We acknowledge them, but other
choose
than
not
that,
to
just
engage.
Keep it moving."
Yeah.
You got a little, I mean, there's a little tension convention there in the press box between Nebraska and Creighton media.
After today's media
should be announcers. Should be like, do they give Bishop the cold shoulder down there? They're like, hey, you used to be one of us. You used to be in this booth.
Yeah,
now you're in that booth.
Which is going to be weird for me tonight, too. I'm going to be in that other booth.
You should get the cold shoulder.
I probably will.
Do you wear black just to be like down the middle? I can't hurt anyone's feelings here and... I know everybody.
I'll wear. I got a Creighton. I do have a black Creighton quarter zip that I'll wear tonight on the broadcast. But
that's just Hanley. Oh yeah,
just wear my Connor Bedard jersey tonight. Like, hey, I'm neutral, baby.
I think the social media part of it is salty. I think there's.
You can only take so much shrapnel on this though. If you're Nebraska when it comes to baseball, and that's the thing, when you get that rare win here in the last couple of years, do you pounce on it or do you handle it that like a gentleman? It's like, hey, let's get our own streak going before we really start digging in. Because I can respect that.
Beat Creighton, but man, wait till you see what we're going to do when we beat North Dakota State.
Summit League, you think you own us? No, not anymore.
I hope the weather clears. This is the second of three in the second game this year. Again, Creighton won the first one. Creighton's won 9 of 11.
Mm-hmm.
They played well. They've won one-run games. They have made less mistakes. But the problem with this game tonight is, on repeat, is it's a parade of pitchers.
Yep.
It's midweek baseball. Weird stuff happened. You don't have your normal starters. You don't want to burn the bullpen. So you have these weird pitching combinations that can lend to weird games. And then we make this big sweeping generalization about, what if the ones were going against the ones?
Yeah. And to me, that's why I always wish this thing could be a three-game weekend series where you could play the first one either at Omaha, Lincoln, then you rotate, and then the third one, you come back to wherever.
Unfortunately, with both of these skippers, that will never, ever happen.
No.
I wonder, because we've heard nothing, and both it benefits both Creighton and Nebraska in baseball to play and each get a home game at least. I wonder what happens with the Big Ten baseball schedule if they add another weekend and if that affects some midweek games. I hope that this is not impacted at all.
That
we will always have three games between Nebraska and Creighton. But you never know with the Big Ten schedule. Are they going to add six more conference games?
And if you think about your travel dates, if you're going out to Eugene or you're going out to Seattle and you got to leave earlier than what you normally would, that's a big factor. And you can play the Tuesday game, but what happens if you're trying to play a Tuesday-Wednesday game? Not with each other, but you have another, say, North Dakota State or another team that's going to be scheduled on Wednesday. You're probably going to have to kick that one because you're going to need at least one day out before you get on an airplane and head west. So, yeah, those are all factors. I do think it means enough to both of these schools that they will try to preserve that as much as you can. Wouldn't shock me, though, and I hope it doesn't. Wouldn't shock me if it goes just two.
Yeah. I think minimum would be two.
Mm-hmm. It'll never just be a one-game thing.
Each team gets a home game.
Yeah. And
unless COVID comes back and then you can't play.
Oh, gosh.
That would suck. Because that means we'd have to do the whole thing about everybody gets an extra year and then I'd be confused.
I know. We finally have seen the light at the end of the tunnel on this thing, too.
We're coming on to the last year.
Oh, man.
Then you can get
your
choice.
He's really a junior.
All right. Brian Christopherson's going to join us next on Mornings with Sharp and Hanley and Jimmy on 1620 The Zone.